We're up to the pasuk in Ashrei of Kvoy Malchusko Yemeru. They will say over the honor of your Malchus Ugversecho and your strength Yidaberu. They will say. Now, why do we switch from the beginning of the pasuk from Yemeru to the end of the pasuk Yidaberu? So, Vigdor Miller explains that Malchusko, as we'll see soon, and the Kadmainim refers to the runnings of the world and the Derech HaTeva, the Malchus of Hashem, the Olam Kemenhagi Noeg, the world, just like it is set. Mahalach to the every king, how he rules his kingdom, so too the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world has its set way that it functions. Ugver Sacher refers to the Shinuyim, the occurrences that don't happen day to day, the not natural occurrences, the Nisim and the Flois that Hashem makes in this world, hurricanes, earthquakes, Kriyas Yam Suf, the sun stopping. Those are the Gevuras of Hashem. So says Victor Miller, the Nisim, the Shinuyim of Teva speak much louder to people. That's why when we get to Gevuras, we say Yedaberu, because Amir is a Lashon Raka, soft as Chazal tell us. Because Simon the Beis Yaakov, so Sagar the B'nai Yisrael, by B'nai Yisrael you need Dvar Koshim Kegidim. You need a strong Lashon. So therefore we say, Kvoy Malchuska Yemeru, the Malchus speaks soft. The Gevuras Hashem Yidaberu, it speaks hard. Now the Rekech explains that these psukim are said, this is said by the Chassidim, the Chassidach Yibarchucho, because they're saying over, Kvoy Malchusa Yisbarach, is Moisef in this world, they're the ones that say it. Based on this, we can understand more what the Siach Yitzchok explains, based on the Alshech, and the Chavis Havavis, this pasuk with the next pasuk, that the next pasuk says, the ideal of Nei Adam, to of the Gevuras of Hashem, Uchvoid Hadam Machusa, in the honor of the glory of his Malchus. So he asks, how come in this world, Pasuk, the second Pasuk, it comes Gevura and then Malchus, and the first Pasuk had Malchus and then Gevura, why is the order reversed? So the Chizkikach explains that Kvay Machuska Yemeru, we know the Malchus of Hashem, the setting of the world, the Teva, the Chesidim, and Mavarak Hashem, as David said, even for that, not only for the Gevuras, like the Hamainam. That's why I said Kvay Machuska first. But the next pasuk we're talking about, the ideal of Nei Adam, if you want to convince a kofer, somebody that's not a man of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to convince him about Hashem, Chavavah says, the Alshech says that if you want to convince a person about Hashem, you go to the Gevuras, because if you can have a theological discussion with him, you can discuss philosophy, he can debate you from today till tomorrow, it's hard to convince him, it could take a long time. But if you go straight to the Gevuras Hashem, Yishal Mashinu Yiderech HaTavah, there's a Kriyas Yamsuf, who made this, who did this Kriyas Yamsuf, there has to be somebody doing it. That will convince him right away. So we come with the ideal of Ne'odom, when we come to telling other people, first we have Gevurayisov, and then we have Kvayt Hadar Malchusoy, the honor of his Malchus. The Alter von Kellen says a little different, that it's referring to the same person. The first we see the Malchus of Hashem, you first, when you walk into a country and you see that there's a king and you see that there's a palace and there's the ruler guards and there's the ministers, the deputy ministers, and there's a whole country running. So you see there's a Malchus, but a person can't be oimid on the full extent of this Malchus until he sees the Gevuras. He sees there's a war, how strong the king is, how strong of an army he has, and he's the ruler over them. When there's Gevura, afterwards you see how great really the Malchus really is. So that's what we say in the next pasuk, the deal of Ne'odim Gevura Yisov, Uchvoid Hadar Malchusai. And then afterwards, we get not only the Kvoy Malchus, the Kvoid Hadar Malchusai, the glory of the Malchus, because we appreciate the Malchus to a greater extent when we see how much Gevura is in this Malchus. It's a different, we have a different perspective on this Malchus after we see the Gevura. And that's why after we say the deal of Ne'odim Gevura Yisov, we say again, Uchvoid Hadar Malchusai, because it's a different Malchus, it's a greater level, it's a greater appreciation for this Malchus. Now the Sefer Ikrim explains that we said in the first pasuk, Malchus and Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Sefer Ikrim, we shouldn't think that we understand the Malchus and the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have comprehend what they are, and we're referring to the Hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Malchus and Gevura, because they're so much greater than Malchus and Gevura than Hanhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what the next pasuk is saying is, why do we call it Malchus and Gevura if it's way beyond that? It's beyond anything that we know. And anything that we can refer to it. The answer to that is the ideal of Ne'odim Gevuraisov. The Shmiel Oizen, like the Torah, the Chazal tells what the Torah says, refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in ways that people can understand, even though it's not Shaykh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shmi Elohizen. So people should be able to have a marshal what it is, to understand it. We call it Gevura and Malchus. We call it Malchus and Gevura. We say those words, Malchus and Gevura, as a way of letting people know the Gevura is of HaKadosh Baruch, which are really much more than that, and the Malchus. Because that's the way of making people able to have a perspective to comprehend an extent of what it is through calling it these things, so we can have an idea of what it is, even though we don't fully comprehend it. Now the next pasuk we say, Malchuscha Malchus kol olamim, u'memshaltecha b'chol dar v'dar. Your Malchus is the Malchus of all olamim, u'memshaltecha, and your memshalas b'chol dar v'dar. So Sosemus explained, and the beer of his words is what we said over from Shamshal Fahersh, Rishon Shua many times, that olamim is from the olam is from the sherish of helam of hidden, because the world is hidden. So it says the Sosemus over here, Malchuscha Malchus kol olamim. Your Malchus is a Malchus through all the helam. There's a lot of hidden things in this world. There's helam in this world is full of helam. But still, through the helam shines the Malchus. The Malchus is really the Malchus through all the helam. Now we say in this pasuk, Machuscha Malchus kol olamim. What does olamim mean? So the Mefarshim have two pshatim. Either it means forever, because the Belech Masav Adam only rules temporary. Either as long as he lives, or even that he might not make it if they overthrow him. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is Malach forever. The Meluch of Hashem is forever. The Malbim, and it's Muduk and the Rekech and others like that also, the Kol Olamim refers to other planets and galaxies that there are. That's what it means, Kol Olamim, all the different worlds. There's many worlds around, and Hashem is the king in all those worlds. Umem Shaltecha, the rulership of Hashem, the Chol Dar V'Dar is in all generations. Now why do we refer to Malchuscha as Olamim, and Shaltecha Chol Dar V'Dar? So the Tzchich Yitzchak explains, Api the Goyim, that the difference between Memlucha and Memshala, the Gaon said, is Memlucha is when the Mekabel Biratzin, the king, people accept the king on them. Memshala is when he rules on them with force, a dictator, they're not necessarily Mekabel him, they're not Mekabel themselves, but with force he rules over them, that's Memshala. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Melucha now over Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Umas Adam right now are not Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem's a Moshal over them. But Lasu Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyim will also accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu on them, and therefore will be a Malchus on them also. As the Pasuk says, Kila Hashem HaMelucha Moshal BaGoyim. Right now Hashem is Melucha over Klal Yisrael, but over the Goyim is Moshal BaGoyim. The Pasuk says, because Asalavi, the Gemara, we're going to count the Malchus of Hashem on them, and therefore will be Malchus everywhere. In the entire world, there won't be Memshal anymore, because everybody will be Kabbalah Malchus is Barak Aleyem. So therefore, it says the Siach Yitzchak, in the beginning of the Pasuk, when we refer to Malchus, we say forever. But Memshal is only in generation to generation, because when Mashiach comes, there won't be Memshal anymore, there'll only be Malchus. The Lefid of Pshat, the Kol Olamim doesn't mean forever, but it means the different planets and galaxies. We can be Masber similarly, because the Malchus of Hashem is in all the planets and galaxies, because over there there's no people that's Moshal over, because over there the Malchus of Hashem and the Malachim, or whatever is in other planets and galaxies, is Malucha, and it's Malucha in this world. But Memshaltecha, Memshala is Dar V'Dar in this world, in ours, where we have Daris. That's the only place of Memshala, because that's the only place that the Malucha is Behechrich. The Rekech points out that these three Psukim of Ashrei have in them Melech, Chof, Lam, and Mem, because backwards is Rosh Tevis Melech. I heard from Regalisman that he said over once that Kav Lam and Mem is the Isis, the Bilam, wanted to be Mekal Klayasol in the Rega that he was Yedea, the Rega that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kayas. The Tosis explains he could have said Kalim, he said he could have said to destroy them. That's what he could have said in this Rega. And Tosis tells us from Chazal, Hashem was Mahabachis to the word Melech, to the word King. Therefore, in these letters, that our Rosh Tevis, Chof Lam and Mem, the killing of Bilam, we say in it that through Malchus Hashem is Mahabachit to Melech, and therefore He saved us. And that's why these Pesukim have in it Melech, because that's how we got rid of the Kalim, we switched the Kalim to Melech. regardless of what was Maisif on this Darshan. And that's why we say the next pasuk skips the Nun, because it's Merum is the Nefilah. Even though many times when we have things about Pesedar Alapes, we don't skip the Nun, and we don't say it's right, Merum is on the Nefilah. Because Dafka over here, where we're showing, got rid of the Kala of Bilam, we got rid of the Kalim through Malchus. So therefore, Daik over here, there's no Nefilah, because the Malchus, we're showing that the Malchus takes away the Kalim, the Malchus takes away the Kala, the Nefilah of Kala Yisrael. And before Hashem ask, and this missing Nun, that every letter has in it bad psukim. We don't say Nun, the Gemara tells us, because nothing like Saisa Kun Besulas Yisrael. L'chard hal Eicho is Gebait at Aleph Beis. So every single pasuk has in it multiple times psukim of Ra that start with that letter. Words of Ra, psukim of Ra. So why Dafka Nun don't we say, because it's Merum is nothing like Saisa Kun? So I think could say a pshat, a Peter Goyim, that the Goyim says that the Nun we have is shorter on top and bigger on the bottom. But really it should be the opposite way, says the Goyim. It should be that the top is bigger and the bottom should be wider. Kemavur in the Mishnah in the fourth parak of Midas, at the end, Ma'ari Tzama Achay V'roichem Mofanov, so too, the Ariel is like that. So it comes out that the top is always the head, the wider part is the head, and it's always supposed to be on top. But in Golos, the head is down, and the tail is on top. But Lassalavi, it's going to be Fakaret. The Anuns are going to be the opposite way around. The Nuns are going to be the way we have it by the Ibn Sa'arin, the way it has it in Baloyska by the Ibn Sa'arin, the Nun Afucha, that's really the way the Nun's supposed to be. And the Nun in Golos has to face the Samach, because you need the Samach Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. But Lassalami, we're not going to need this. And therefore, the Nun's not going to face the Samach, but it's going to face the Mem. Based on this going, we can understand why the Nun is skipped more than any other letter. Because the Nun of Ashrei, in its essence, is reversed. It's the wrong way. The Nun of all over is in the wrong way. The way the Nun is placed in Golos, the way the Nun is placed in this world, when the world's not perfect, is in the wrong way. It's flipped over. So the Nun resembles Nefilah, as the guy tells us. That's why it's the reversed way, because upside down, its head is downward. It's not just that we found a pasuk that starts with the letter Nun that has in it Ra, and therefore we skipped it. But Nun, its essence, speaks to us of Nefilah, because Nun, the way it's placed in this world, until Mashiach comes and it's back to the Tikkun of the Bria, the way it's supposed to be, the Nun is always upside down, and therefore the Nun resembles Nafla. It's not punked as a pasuk of Nafla that starts with the letter Nun, but the Nun resembles Nafla, and therefore it's skipped out. Now we say the next pasuk, Seimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim, that the Gemara says, Alf Bikin Chazed David V'samchem Baruch HaKadosh. So Seimech explains that the Nun refers in its Nefilah to the Nun Shari Tumma. And Samcham is Baruch HaKadosh through the Samach, the Ksav Sefer is Mazbar, why it's Merum Mazal in the Torah. Hashem is Samach to the Naiflim. We can be Maisav Abir to the Ksav Sefer, the Tidua from the Archaim, from the Yid, that when a person is in the Nun Shari Tumma of Kaisel would have gone there in Gaul's Mitzrayim, they wouldn't have been able to go out. But Nach Kabal Sator, it's possible the fire of the Gula Asido will be fall into the Nun Shari Tumma and we could still go out because the Torah could take us out. So that's the remez, the Nun. We could be talking in the Nun Shari Tumma, and still Seimech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. Because when we have the Torah, as the Ksav Sefer tells us, then there's a Seimech, a support of Hashem for all those that fall, even if we fall into the depths of the Nun Shari Tumma. Now we say Seimech Hashem, Hashem supports L'chol HaNoiflim for all those that fall. So why are they called Noiflim if they didn't fall yet? Because Seimech means he's stopping them from falling. So the Rekech says two pshatim. either it means their mazel fell and therefore they're called Naiflim, or it means Hashem Asid, like we say, Kiyipol HaNeiflim Imenu. Rashi says Asid Lipol. So it's, they're called Naiflim either because they're about to fall, even though they didn't fall yet, and therefore Hashem Samech them, or because their mazel fell, there was supposed to be on them something bad, and Hashem Samech them that it shouldn't happen. Now we say that Samech Hashem L'chol HaNeiflim. L'chor, we don't see that. We see many Naiflim that doesn't appear that Hashem was Samech them. So there's two pshatim in this. The Meryem says that the pshat is, and also to answer why they're called Naiflim if they didn't fall yet. We say, Samech Hashem, Hashem supports L'chol HaNeiflim. Whoever's a Naiflim in his own eyes, if a person looks down on himself, he's not a Bagaiv, he's not a haughty, but he looks down on himself, he's an Anav, he's a Shfal Ruach, then Hashem is Samech him. But somebody that's big in his eyes, Hashem is not Samech. B'zoykev. And Hashem makes straight up L'chol HaKfufim, all those that are bent. The Alshak says a different pshat, that the answer to this question lies in the next pasuk of Eini Chol Alecha Yisaveiru. Who is Hashem Samech? The Naiflim that are Eini Chol Alecha Yisaveiru, those that have their eyes focused on Hashem, they beseech Hashem with their focus on Hashem with hope, those people, Hashem is Samech, Hashem supports them. It's a precondition that if somebody wants the smicha of Hashem, he has to have his eyes totally on Hashem, he has to have his gaze focused on Hashem, that Hashem should help him, is to beseech Hashem, and then Hashem is Samech him. The Yosef Yisrael Shavayda says when a person says this pasuk, he should have in his heart a simcha, a tzuma, a great joy that Hashem does this for us. That Hashem is saimach on us from our nefila, that when we fall down, Hashem doesn't allow us to fall completely. And also, lavoi, Hashem will take us out of all the tzaris and will support us from our falling. This avtacha that we have, that ultimately Hashem will pick us up from our falling. Then we say, v'zoykev l'chol kfufim, Hashem straightens up all those that are kafuf. The Farshim explained that this is a remez to Shemoneh Esrei, that we do kriya neshtachava before Hashem's name, and we stand up, even though the Gemara tells us that we darshan from a pasuk. But the Rishonim say over here, it's also merumez this inyan, that Hashem is so Hashem straightens us up from being bent. Therefore, we bend ourselves before Hashem's name, and then we straighten ourselves up to show that Hashem is Samech L'chol HaNeiflim, that Hashem picks up all those that are fallen, all those that are bent, and therefore we pick up ourselves up over here. Others are masked with the Samech Hashem L'chol HaNeiflim, that Hashem gives them support to last in their tzaris. Because as we said over previously, in the Kadmonim, that if Hashem wouldn't give the person the kach to pull through his tzaris, he wouldn't be able to pull through them. That's what it means, Samech Hashem L'chol HaNeiflim. That Hashem supports them by giving them enough kach to pull through their tzaris. They shouldn't be mismighted, they shouldn't collapse. Chas v'shalom, underneath their burden. V'zaykev, and shreins up L'chol HaKfufim, all those that are bent down. Now we say, Eine kol alecho yisabeiru. The eyes of everybody are looking, are gazed at Hashem with hope. Va'ata noisim lahem, and you give them as ochlam, their food, be'ita in its proper time. So va'ata is a lashon noichich. The Chofetz Chaim explained the reason for this is because the Gemara at the beginning of Tainus tells us there's three mafteches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that he doesn't give over to Hashliach. One of them is the maftech of Parnasa. The key of Parnasa Hashem doesn't give to Hashliach, but it comes directly from Hashem. So that's why we say in this pasuk, "V'ato lashon noichach," to say that it comes directly from Hashem. It doesn't come through a shliach, but it comes directly from Hashem. Now we say, "V'ato noichach lam es ochlam bi'itoy." So the Chovas Avada says when we say ochlam, ochlam means their food. And be'ita means in its right time. So he brings from the Chovas Avavis that a person that's missing food should say in his heart that Hashem took me out in the proper time. Hashem didn't make me born not too early and not too late. So Hashem is going to give me my food at the exact time I need it, not too early and not too late. And it'll give me the exact amount I need. Meaning if a person has to go on a trip, a 5-day trip through a place where there's no food, through a desert, on a journey, and he can only get 5 ounces of food, and that has to last him. So if he will get it before the halfway point, or before the exact moment, he would eat it too soon. At the end, it would be too much time from the last time he ate. So Hashem is mamsi to him, be ita in the exact time, the exact amount of food that he needs to survive. That's what it means, says the Sheikh Yitzchak Alpi, the Chayvel Salvavis. The Hashem gives the exact amount of food at the exact amount of time for the kiyum of this person. Because if it will come too early, a person might use it up at the wrong time. Or if it come too early, he would lose his kreiches at the time that he might need it. But Hashem gives it at the exact moment, the exact amount that the person needs. And therefore, when he needs it, he's not lacking. The Chazal Darshan from this pasuk, Be'itoi, kol echa ve'echa be'itoi, in its right time, the Gemara Ksubas tells us, Taf Samach Zayin, the Gemara tells us there's a story. Hahud also came to Rav. There was this person that came in front of Rav. Amalei b'mat atzayid. What do you eat? Amalei b'tayne gudas b'tuma stuffed chicken v'yayin yosh and old wine. Amalei like chayishas the duch the tzibura yina chayishish for the what's that the tzibur has to pay so much and it's going to cause a burden on them. So Amalei, this person told Rav, out to me the day kachem. They think I'm eating from other people, mituka chalma, meaning from their money, that it's a deichich tzibur, midirachmana kalachalma, meaning from Hashem, that tanina ene kalalechi sabeir v'ata neisal mesachon be'itoi. So the Braisa says, be'itam loy namar, ele be'itoi, v'lamach kalalechi v'echot neisal nekosh bochum, panasasa be'itoi. Hashem gives him his panasa in its right time. Then the Gemara says, at the halchi also actually the Rapapa, the Rav's sister came, the chazalei place of Shani, then say 13 years, but also a tanagod, a patuma, and shibota, a stuffed chicken, v'yayin yashan. So the Mefarshim and Yankov point out that over here, Rava didn't say he should get it. The Ani didn't say he should get it, because it's maksar ashachasar loy. This is what he's used to having. So the Mefarshim and Yankov point out, it seems like he didn't usually have this every day. But he felt maybe a chulsha, he felt a sickness, he felt a need, dafka today, to eat something more for his gezunt. And that's what it says, be'itam lo'inemar al-be'itoi. That Hashem gives this honey. If Hashem would give an honey, an extra loaf of bread in the beginning of the week, he might use it on Sunday and he might give it to his family and they should share it on Sunday, he should have the big meal. But then it will come Wednesday. And Wednesday, somebody in the family will get sick and they need extra food and they won't have it because they used it up already. Dear HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice and be'itoi in the proper time, at the time that it's needed the most, so it shouldn't get used up beforehand. That's why Hashem gives this taisis of food. It's given with a chesh, but not only that it's given, but when it's given, so it should be given at the time where it comes to the most use, the most benefit. Reb Chaim Palagi says that Chazal tell us, this is the person that buys the bread from the palter. Says Reb Chaim Palagi, that's only when there's hester upon him. But when there's haras upon him, fakert, the best thing is to get the food every day from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we say, be'ita, that we don't get the food in the beginning of the year for a whole year. Because that's a midah for hester upon him. They want it for the whole year. They shouldn't have to be worried daily. But when there's haras upon him, then you want be'ita every day. Hashem gives it to you. It can be mazed by the words of Chayim Palagi, that the Chazal tell us, like, call the nachash, the Gemara tells us in Yuma. The Chazal tell us in the Medrash that it's never going to be missing his mazon. So why is this a klala? He has such a great fortune. He'll never go hungry. He never has to worry about food. So the Bali Musar explained that it's a mashal to a father that had two children. One of them was rebellious. So he gave him $1 million. They appointed a shliach to take care of it, a trustee to give him every day the amount of food that he needs. The second son, that was the good son, every day he gave him exactly the amount he is. And the reason for this is, because the second son, he wants the son to come over to him every day, to interact with him, to ask him for food, to thank him for the food, because he likes the son, he wants to have an interaction with him. That's why he only gives him enough for that day at a time. But Shaykin, the first son that he sent away, he's in much worse shape, because his father is telling him, I want to have nothing to do with you, I don't want you to ask me for any favors, I don't want your thank yous, I'm cut off from you. I'm not going to let you go hungry, but there's going to be no connection between me and you. That's the Nachash. All the Brias of the world, they need to come out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their mazon. The Nachash says, Hashem, I don't want to hear from him ever that he's missing his food. I don't want to hear from him, he's totally cut off. That's how we can explain this. Rav Chaim Palagi is telling us. In a time of Hester Panim, then we have to be worried that we might not get enough. Then it's good to have food. And once more, we'll be guaranteed. But there's a Ross Panim where the Ben Melech, and we know we're going to get the food every day anyways. We know it's coming. There's a Ross Panim to Kla Yisrael. Then it's better if we get it Pi'itoi, food daily. This way, every day we have to davet Hashem that we should get our food. And every day we should thank Hashem for our food. Because every day we should have this new connection, this new interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with our food. And that's the matter of getting it Pi'itoi, getting it every day in its right time.